You're listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.fm.
Thank you.
BFF.FM. It's a shot in the arm. Happy Sunday morning, people. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Dan. I'll be here for 1 hour to play you a handful of jams, including some new stuff right there from the band Pile and one of my favorite new records from 2015. That one just came out on the Exploding in Sound label. The album is called You're Better Than This. That track was Waking Up in the Morning. Somewhat appropriate for this time here on this Sunday morning. I pretty much just woke up. We started things off with Wand. That's another new one, just came out. It's their like second album in less than a year. Which is pretty awesome. It's out now on the In the Red label. The album is called Gollum, and that track was called Melted Rope. And those guys are going to be playing at Bottom of the Hill on April 15th. And I failed to mention that Pile, the band that you just heard, are going to be performing at 1234 Go Records in Oakland on April 4th. If you haven't checked out that record store and you enjoy purchasing and owning music in its analog form, I highly recommend it. And they have a back room with a stage where they do shows. And you're going to want to see Pile, I guarantee it. I got a bunch more stuff to play. Some more new tunes coming up shortly. We're going to hear new stuff from Nick Hessler. Some stuff from that Dick Diver record that I can't seem to get enough of. But a classic right now from No Knife. It's a Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM. We'll be right back.
listening to BFF.FM.
Thank you.
up and you hope it's me. Tattered and torn and born to be. Building a world where we can purify our misfit ways and magnify our crystal
in the Bunnymen here on BFF.fm with Crystal Days from their classic Ocean Rain LP. We heard new stuff in there before that from Nick Hessler. He's got a brand new record out right now called Soft Connections on the always great Captured Tracks label. The song you heard was Hearts Repeating. Before that, we heard from a man who recently announced he intends to retire from making music, which makes me sad. It's Rob Crow of Pinback. You heard something off his solo record, Living Well, with a track called Leveling. Yeah, he put the word out via Facebook that he might be hanging up his Les Paul and his recording equipment, ostensibly to spend more time with his family and perhaps bring in a little more money through other pursuits. I guess he does a lot of soundtrack work and stuff. I didn't even realize that, so my hunch is maybe he's going to focus more on that, less on the band. But he did say in this announcement that he intends to release everything he's been working on before he calls it quits, and for all we know, that could be like 10 records. That guy's so prolific, so we may not hear the end of his music anytime soon. At least I hope not. We started things off with No Knife at the top of that set, one of my favorite records from the late 90s. It's Fire in the City of Automatons. The song you heard was Mission Control. And I got a good half hour left. Plenty of music to go. I'm gonna keep things going in the classic realm with some Laws, and then after that, we're gonna hear some Aloha, some Week That Was, some Feelies, some Dick Diver, as promised. But right now, the Laws here on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.fm.
This, but I'm telling you this, that I don't need to miss. me one last wish before I walk out of this. Give me the hammer to shatter the dream. Get a way out of this. 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 Get a way out of this.
Percentage point, but being miserable only keeps you a certain kind of sharp. There's sick on your lapel, daddy-o. That's confident. Indecision. Destination. Conversations floating around, floating around. Did you know when things were good? To leave like sunscreen leaves it on.
Water stars backstairs.
traces to drift above the floodplains, over the catwalks that skip the highway, over the fairgrounds hang the brackish flame, over the Himalayan pieces on the ground. They're hitching up, hauling on. Once I hit
It's a shot in the arm on BFF.FM. That is the week that was. From their self-titled debut and only record at this point from 2008, that was a side project of Peter Brewis from the band Field Music. He and his brother David Brewis are the core of the band Field Music, and between 2007 and 2009, they kind of went on hiatus, and each of them did their own solo projects. That one from Peter, The Week That Was, a fantastic album. David went on to do School of Language, who's actually put out two records at this point. I believe David also contributed drums to The Week That Was album. But the lead vocals are all done by Peter. That's what distinguishes it from a Field Music record. Aloha in there before that from their Home Acres record from 2010. That was the track White Wind. We heard from Holopaw with Little Shaver from the Quit and Or Fight album, and Dick Diver in there from a brand new record called Melbourne, Florida. It's out right now. That was a track called Percentage Points. And we started things off there with an old one from The Laws from their self-titled album. The track was called Way Out. Got just a few more before I hand it over to TV on the Radio with Jess and Leah. They're going to be covering the fantastic documentary series on HBO, The Jinx. You may have heard about it. Perhaps you've seen it. I'm going to guess that you're going to want to have seen all of it if you're going to listen to their program today. Sadly, I was not able to get through the whole series this weekend. I made it about halfway through. It's really good. But I will not be tuning into their show because I do not want to be spoiled in any manner. Moving on to the music, got some more old stuff right now from the Feelies going back to 1986. It's BFF.FM. Hey, that's all for me, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will be back next week. Be sure to stay tuned for TV on the Radio, especially if you've been watching The Jinx. Thanks for listening. See you guys in a week.